Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissell. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Sissell steals second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Burnett reaches third base with a triple. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Porter bunts towards the mound. Grove has Burnett trapped. There's the throw to Dykes and over to Cochran, who tags Burnett for the out. Porter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Porter moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Porter. Averill moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Averill moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Com moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground for an out. Com scores. Burnett moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Grove moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grove scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kamm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Fox reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.